My name is Brother Calfani Malik Khaldun. I'm an Indiana political prisoner. I am calling in from Wabash Valley Correctional Facility located in Indiana. This is the political assassination of political prisoners, a ongoing murder by words, 2020. Conrad George Jackson was a new African political prisoner. He said that once those who oppose us identify us as political prisoners, we will forever be targets. Ourselves will be trashed. We will be set to and held in the worst parts of the prison, especially in solitary confinement. Phone calls will be monitored. Mail will be censored, confiscated, or simply just thrown in the trash. They will harass our families and visitors and seek to discourage and disconnect us from our outside supporters. They will attempt to demonize us and further criminalize us as extortionists, prison drug dealers, manipulationists, etc. In their press releases about us, they will try to convince society and their male and female staff members that we can be trusted, that we seek to take control of their plantations instead of being honest and revealing that we are change agents. We are those who seek to reach and teach those that have no voice, the prisoners on the inside, black, white, Mexican, and all the kind. That we oppose disrespect, oppression of the weak, abuses of authority, retaliation against us, and those that can't defend themselves, and harassment. We despise unhealthy living conditions in these plantations. When you wrong us, we change and challenge you and expose your violations against us. In many cases, it is not your emergency response teams, internal affairs, or your officers that keep shit peaceful or under control. It is the political prisoners and our affiliates who do that. The unseen war waged against us on the inside, only those of us who are the targets of it can describe its effects. We become the targets of outlandish prison conduct reports that give them power to deprive us of good time credits, which extends our release from prison. We are placed in solitary confinement for years until we get old and too old to fight. Their hope is we get sick and die, and that will kill two birds with one stone. They don't have to worry about us in their plantations anymore. Plus, they don't have to fear us coming home to pay them a visit upon our release. You know, not saying that this is something that we would do. In 2005, while in solitary confinement here at Wabash Valley Correctional Facility, I defended myself against three officers assaulting me. It resulted in me receiving 3 years in punitive segregation, solitary confinement. Then they added 900 days to my sentence. The industrial complex, or industrial prison complex, uses the shield of the need for safety and security as a justification in warehousing political prisoners like myself and those around the country. They are hoping that we die in chambers of psychological warfare. In Conrad George's era, these prison cracks were using real bullets and guns to take us out. The eyes of the world is open to it now. That low-intensity warfare, or should I say, the high-intensity warfare that has become low-intensity warfare now, negative propaganda, words, and the use of solitary confinement is their weapons of choice today. In conclusion, on February 21st, 2020, the investigators here at Wabash Valley Correctional Facility ended their investigation on me and released me out of the chute once again. On March 17, 2020, I was approved for a transfer away from this plantation to a new plantation called Miami Correctional Facility. I believe that I will be detained a little longer until the coronavirus epidemic and pandemic subsides around the country, as well as in the Indiana Department of Corrections. There's been no cases yet, but I believe that I'll be transferred soon. I would like to extend revolutionary salutations to Prison Radio and the comrades there for their undying attention and support and love for me all these years, and all our comrades who have shown your love and dedication and support not only me, but all the political prisoners around the country. I love and appreciate you for all your loving care concerning Brother Calfani Malik Calhoun and keeping me alive in this place. If you want to send me money for survival, go to www.connectnetwork.com. That's CONNECTNETWORK.com. Power to the people. Free all political prisoners. Free Brother Calfani Malik Calhoun. And to those of you who would like to extend a salutation, a hello, you may write me by going to www.globalglobaltelelink.com, which is you will be allowed to set up an account, and we can email each other from my prison tablet. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for your support. And I love you all, and I'll continue to fight for my freedom as long as I have good people out there believing in me, as you have. God bless, take care, and God bless those who continue to fight against the abolition of these prison plantations. Peace and love, Brother Calfani Malik Calhoun.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.